Kumlen and a block gemara. Today, blots is daf chafeim and aleph. We'll begin from chavdal and beis, the very bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom. Says the gemara, Amar Rav Huna. We're still talking about the laws of tznius and regarding krishma and the laws of the bathroom and so on. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Haisa Talisa Chagura Loyamos. Now, if your talus is wrapped around your loins, Muta Likres Krishma, you can read krishma because your eyes cannot see below. And neither can your heart see below. Tanya Nabahachi, we learned. And Rashi says that it covers you all the way to the bottom, which means that you have to be wearing pants or something. Tanya Nabahachi, Hoysa Talisa Shal Begid Vishaloi Vishasak Hagur Al Mosav, you had some kind of a material around you, around your loins. Mutalikra Krishma, you can read Krishma. Avalat Fila, but when it comes, in other words, even though you're bare chested, it doesn't matter. As long as the main thing is you don't see your erva. When it comes to davening, davening, you have to cover yourself. And Rashi explains, when you daven, you're talking to the Eibishter. But by Krishma, you're not talking to the Eibishter. Interesting. Rashi says here, we're having a dialogue with Eibishter, so you have to dress like a man. Basically, you're petitioning the Eibishter to help you, and you show such disrespect. Krishma is not like that. In fact, the Taz brings a medrash in Shulchan Aruch that it's like a king sends out an epistle, you know, that you have to read a declaration, and you have this, one of his officers gets up there and does a proclamation. And that's what Krishna is, a proclamation. It's not a communication. It's not a dialogue. So therefore, you don't have to be totally covered. Says the Gemara, "Bomer Rabbanu Buna says, 'Shochach v'nim b'tefillah b'zikis.' If you forgot that you wore tefillin shol roish when you walked in the bathroom, and niach yod yalein, you cover it with your hand, ad sheyigmar, until you finish, until you have the breidas, you cover it with your hand, ad sheyigmar salkadatzach, until you forget everything you have to doing. Why don't you just walk out? Ad sheyigmar amarishim, until the first." I guess that's coming out. Let it finish, and then you can leave. Talking about why I believe Segalaltas is so disrespectful. Just stop whatever you're doing and walk outside the bathroom. Take off your movie film. The lekum stand up. Talking about Moshe Rashbag because it's sakana. Tanya Rashbag goymer amud hachoizer. If somebody is in the middle of defecating and suddenly pulls back, maybe it's an odum b'adreken can cause all kinds of sicknesses. Rashi in many places in the Shas says different things what exactly it does. Here he says it's to do with the stomach, some problems with the stomach. Other places has other problems. But basically it makes you sick. It's not safe. If you're in the middle of urinating and then you stop in the middle and you brought it back, maybe on the yidokan brings a person to becoming pale or to becoming a jaundiced. It can be learned, tsoya alpsoroi, if you have tsoya on your dung on your flesh. Or your hand is inside a bathroom. There's a wall between you, and you put your hand through the wall. And your hand is sitting inside the bathroom. And we're talking about there's no real smell here. Rav Huna amar mutar likris lateri krishma. And Rav Chisda amar asur likris krishma. Rav Huna says you're lateri krishma, and Rav Chisda says you're not allowed to. Amar Rava, what's going on? My time with Rav Huna, why is that you're allowed to permit to be krishma? You have tzoya on your flesh. Dichsiv kol anasham ta'alokah. So I'll tell you how Rashi learns and how some others learn. Rashi learns that your mamish have tzoya on your body, on your flesh, exposed, but it's not in your mouth or your nose. It says, "Call haneshama tahaloka." Who has to praise the Eibishter? Neshama, where you breathe. Breathing is where the neshama over here. Where Rashi learns more like you're breathing, which is your nose and your mouth. As long as over there's no tzoya, go ahead. And Rav Chisda says, "Also likas krishma." My time with Rav Chisda, "Chesiv kolat smayisit teman Hashem bikemaycha." Every part of your body is involved in davening. And therefore, this one machlekes is supposed to shake by davening or not. Kolatz moise tamarni is supposed to shake by davening. Kol neshama talako, you don't have to shake. So since kolatz moise tamarni, every part of you. Other shayner know. How can you? It's talking about the tzoya is buried underneath your shirt, underneath your pants, but it's on your flesh. Now, if it's sitting on the ground and you cover it, we learned that it's all right. So the question is if it's on your body. So Rav Huna says, Kol HaNeshama, when it comes to you personally, since it's covered, it's not a problem, al tzoya. What about my davening? Kol HaNeshama, the Ika davening is a neshama, it's a spiritual thing. Mashiach, the other one says, no, and Ika davening is not just your spiritual part of you, also your physical part, and therefore, even though it's covered, it's no good. Others say covered doesn't mean by clothing, then for sure it's no good. Covered means that it's inside your elbow over here, so when you fold your arm, it's not there anymore. You can't see it. Anyway, back to the Gemara, Yigmar, we learned, reyach ra. What happens if there's a bad odor, a pungent odor? Sheyesh leike, but it has the sources there as well as something there. Rabuna amar, it's not just a transient thing. Rabuna amar marchi dal amis. You just have to distance yourself from where the source is, because the kishmi, even though there's still an odor. And Rabbi Chizda amar marchi dal amis. Wait till the odor stops, and that's when you start your four amis. The main thing is the source. That's the terrible thing. And according to Rav Chizda, the smell itself, wafting through, is a terrible thing. Tanya kavas Rav Yitzchak leikra, because your person should not kriish krishma like connected soya sada, not opposite of soya, a person like connected soya, not from a dog, but like connected soya chazein, the dung of chazein, like soya tanugelim, or from the thing, but like connected soya ashbo, from a tip, sherei chora, they have a terrible smell. So it seems clear to me, what's the main criteria? The reyach ra. So therefore, Rabbi Chizda is right. If it's 10 tefachim, higher number, low 10 tefachim, yeisha betzidik krishma krishma. Yeah, the Rashami talks about.
I was wondering why Chazirim. You know that'd be Megam Chazirim.
No. Chazirim have a terrible smell. They're lying there. Nothing else. We'll soon see that even if he goes through a river, he can't daven like a Chazir. It always smells. Other animals, the Rashami brings down that it's all right. However, if it's the source is on a different Rishus, you're allowed to. And the way Rashi learns, I'm trying to learn, even though there's a smell, you're allowed to. But if not, you have to, if it's in front of you, it's not just four amas, you have to make sure you cannot see it at all. If there is a source, where the reach stops. And the kaidali krishma, so right or chizah. The halacha is not like these brises. I'll give you the following brise. You shouldn't read krishma like next to the not next to the dung of a person or next to by a chazev, like next to a clump or by a dog. Bizman, you know when it's asr. Shenosan oiris l'teichen. You said before you're not allowed to daven next to the tzoy of a dog or a chazev. No, it's only when you put skins in there, because that's how they used to do.
Tanning.
They used to put this, they used to help it accelerate the process. And then it really has this pungent smell. Only then is it also by a pig and by a dog. Now, when it comes to a person, it makes no difference. There's oiders there, not oiders there, because generally they don't use human dung for oiders, and therefore it's always also. What about if there's a terrible smell but has no source? What's it in? Amalu asu chazu. Come, let me and let's see. Hani tzifu. They have these mattresses, these mats in the yeshiva. The hanugani. They had two, three bachrim sitting on the same mat, and while some were learning, some were sleeping. That was the bed. Hani gonu v'hani gorsi. These guys are sleepy. These guys used to learn. There's a sefer called Todos HaPoskim who written about 100 years ago. And he a bit more, and he writes about Gedolei Yisrael, fantastic sefer. It goes through the history and all the svarim they wrote, and the interesting things they wrote in svarim. In the very back, he writes about contemporary things. And one of the things he writes about is that he went to visit Tem Chetmim, that was open like 10 years ago. And he talks about the difference in Tem Chetmim any other yeshiva that he saw. He says the poverty he's never seen in his life. He said there were 300 bachrim. There were no beds. There were tables and chairs. The chair was the table, was their bed, was their chair. Some bachrim would take turns when they would sleep, when they would learn. And he said there was such shalom ava in this place he never saw before. Nobody had what to eat. Nobody had where to sleep. And all they did was they learned. And they were mufshut from Olam Hazeh. So that's what you had there. In those days, we had Rabbi Baloi. You know, six people used to sit and share one little talus. Couldn't afford anything. So what happened? Well, while they're sleeping, people do nefichas. They let out gas, so there's a smell, and yet the other guy continues learning. He's a rayed that if there's a reach ra without a source, is not a problem. This is all talking about the words of Torah. When it comes to the words of Torah, avo bekrishma loy bekrishma, a terrible odor, even though there's no source, you shouldn't read krishma. Wait till it passes.
Krishma, we just said, is not tefillah.
Yeah, that's talking about if you're allowed to see, your bare chest. We're using it for different things. To see,
what's the
geder
of krishma? Is it a
tefillah
or is it not? Is it
we're talking about krishma als davening, not als divrei Torah. So Torah were more lenient. When it comes to krishma, you have to wait. Rashi says you walk outside and you learn krishma. But even I'm El Chavre, if it's your friends, one's giving off gas. Avol di day loy, but your own, you wait till it passes. Itma, we learned. Soya vedes. What about? Let's say. Yeah, it's not petitioning. What Rashi meant was petitioning. You're not asking. Yeah, but no. But it's not. It's still not the same thing. It's not considered that. It's considered what this, it was saying, what the Malachim were saying, and the rest of it is just how the Malachim would daven and everything else. And even though we're saying Shalom Beinu, it does not have the same status as petitioning. But I was saying on Shabbos. Eaten, we learned, so if let's say somebody's transporting a whole truck of fertilizer or, you know, dung and all that, Abayam a mutali krishma lateri krishma, because you're stationary and the passing smell doesn't matter. How do I know that a passing smell doesn't count? It's now we learned how tummy if somebody was tummy. If somebody was tummy standing under a tree, we're talking about a Metzayda. The Metzayda is standing under the tree. A Metzayda passes tumma, but the Hatoyr over, and the Toyr, like a person, just passes by. The person who walks by becomes because the tumma is stationary, and therefore the tumma spreads. What about the other way around? A Toyr, like a person standing under a tree, or sitting under a tree, and Tachzilin, the tummy over, and the Metzayda passes by. Toyr. The person under the tree remains tired. So even though the tumor walked by, he remains tired. So the same thing by Tzoya. If the Tzoya walks by, you can read Krishna. Same thing, same idea. A tree, a tree is an oil. Tumor soil, yeah. Same idea. If a person is holding an avichel made of lime or shall galal, you know, you're holding a vessel.
And he's on his way to the.
Not Europe, but Tzoya sample. Tzoya sample. You're holding a Tzoya and he's walking right by, driving by. The Imam had Tommy, but if the guy, the Tzoya, is walking by, then he stops for a minute to take a rest, then you become Tommy. The Chaimba Eber Melagas, we had before the stone of Tzoras, that's carried, which has the same din like a Metzoyra. We learned that the stone of a Tzoras has the same thing like a Metzoyra. So we see clothes me passing by. It doesn't pass to me. But Rav Amalach, no. Metzayda is unique. Hasam bikvi usa talim isa dichsi. By a Metzayda, it says clearly has to sit, because it says Yosh, bodod yoshim mechuz lamachne. Yoshim mechuz lamachne. There it says Mefeda, the criteria, they has to sit. Yoshim mechuz lamachne. Only by sitting does he pass to me. Hochav hoi machanecha kodrach manavalekha. The fact is, it says that when you read Krishna, your camp should be holy and pure, and it isn't. The fact is, you have a tumma, there's a person, a tummy walking right by. Omra Papa Zara Papa, this is what we discussed. Pi chazi, the mouth of a chazi is ketsoya, a veres dummy. It's just like passing tsoya if it's walking by and you're not allowed to say shma even where there's a pig around. Pshita, obvious, because every mouth of a chazi is full of the tsoya. Yeah. No. Just by Mitzayda, and he wants to compare it to Mitzayda. I've got the solid menorah. The chiddush is that even though the pig just came out of the river, it's still dirty and filthy. Or the etzemina of having a pig there is already a very good thing to have. If it's a sofik, if it's a sofik, if it's a sofik there or not, it is asur. Or the sofik made a glaim, the sofik is urine there or not, mutarim. In the house, if there's a sofik, mutarim, it could probably be nothing there. Why? Because it's not normal to leave their dung. Or ba'ashba, out on the tip, a sudah. Why? Because probably is the dung. Sofik made a glaim, fill the ba'ashba, not mutarim. But in the sofik of urine, if there's urine there or not, assume there isn't. He said when it comes to urine, it's only forbidden where the urine itself is. Only while it's being urinated, not when it's on the ground. Rabbi Yehoshua has a question. See, even one pasuk it says, so urine is different than dung. Dung lying on the ground, you're not allowed to lay krishma or anything else, but urine is only also while you're urinating, not once it's on the ground.
It gets absorbed into the earth.
Yeah, we'll see in a minute, yes. And how do I know? Because there's two psukim, and they seem to contradict each other. One pasuk seems to say that you have to cover it, and one pasuk doesn't stress at all that it has to be covered. One pasuk says, V'yoti l'cha m'chusel machne, you should have over there, there's ability, you know, the shavu l'chusel machne, v'yotza shav m'chut, you go outside there, and you do your thing. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, V'yoseti l'cha al azenecha, you should have this shovel, and then what you do, the kisisa esesech, you should cover it. One place says you cover, one place says you can leave it exposed. Okay, says, kam begdoilim, when it comes to gdoilim, excretions, you have to cover. Kam begtan, you don't have to cover. Al mektan, you also tell the negative umbilical. Tell the nasa urine only if it's while it's happening. Hanafal Adashadi, once it falls to the ground, it's permitted, like you just said. But Rabbanu de Gazibe. But the Rabbanu say you're not allowed to read Krishna if your urine is on the ground. So the Rabbanu say, Safar Rabbanu Kula, the Chigaz Rabbanu Bevade. When Rabbanu gaze it, only when you know definitely it's urine. Aval Bisfake, if you're not sure it's urine, then the Gazibe, even though it's wet and everything else, you don't have to assume it's urine. Even if Vada, until what stage we say urine once upon a time here, you cannot daven. Or say Krishna, as long as it's moist. As long as it's moist, the urine on the ground, the Rabbani, you cannot say Krishna. Even if it's dry, as long as you see a black mark on the ground, you cannot, it's not appropriate to say Shema. Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, shortly, more, that Ligniva, surely he's, what he's saying is not correct. Hash, to tell you, madder when it comes to real dung. Once the surface became dry. Mutter, made a glime, a boy, surely made a glime for dry, it's mutter, even though there's a spot there, you can recognize where it was. You're coming in such a strong question because you rely on what if you just says name of Rav. There's another saying name of Rav which disagrees with that, and maybe Geniva took follows that one. Even if it's dry like a clay, it's still us. What do you mean dry like clay? That if you throw it and it doesn't. No, it's only if it's kecheres is also, but once it's beyond dry like a clay, it's mutter. What's the definition of earthenware? That if you throw it, it doesn't fall apart. But if you throw the dung and it falls apart, that means it's completely dry, and it's no longer tame. So we see that. So by urine also, maybe it has to be completely dry. You don't see any stains. If you roll it, it doesn't fall apart. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, "Have a keim the kamei Rav Yehuda medifti chazot zoi." We saw zoi. Amarli ayin, he carbon like have a look and see whether it dried, the surface dried or not. Yigidami hachamle ayin imifluyi afluyi. Why'd you go see if there are cracks there, which means it's really dry? Then there's no problem davening here. My havila bottom line. Eat what we learned. Zoi kacheres. If it's dry like a piece of clay, but means it doesn't fall apart straight away. I mean, it's us, still us. You know when urine is us, cause mashemat pichin as long as it's moist. Meisel asked a question as the braise made a glain cause mashemat pichin urine as long as it's west asudin. Nivlu a yoshim mutar, but if it got absorbed in the ground or totally dry, it is mutar. My lab nivlu, when it says absorb in the ground, has to be similar to yavshu, completely dry. My yavshu, the angel nigga, when it's completely dry, you cannot no longer notice that there used to be urine there. Af nivlu, absorb in the ground, also, the angel shumanika, as long as there's no noticeable sign there. Is that ayat to gneva? Horus shumanika, also, if it's recognizable, it's also. Says the gemara, avagav deimat pichin. That even though it's not wet, as long as you can tell a sign, it's also. Raya to Geneva. Says he came on the back. So you want to compare absorption to dry will the time make. Aim, but look in the beginning, because man should be a contradiction in the Braisa. Starts with saying, as long as it's west, it's a problem. According to you, even if it's dry, it's a problem, as long as you can tell, notice where the circle is. You can't bring it out one way or another. Let us say, like Tanoim, Klishan Nishbachum Menu Melaglaim. A keli that you poured out from it urine, also likas krishmenagle. A keli that you poured out from it made a glaim, you're not allowed to be krishmenagle. Umeda glaim, atmanish nivlum mutil nivlu asa. Why do you say the machlekes tanaim? It says that if you have a vessel that urine poured out from this vessel, as it's pouring, you're not allowed to be krishma. But what about the urine itself? That's the vessel. Urine itself, shenishpachu nivlu mutil, but urine itself, once it got absorbed into the ground, you're allowed to say krishma there. Lay nivlu asa, it's asa. As long as it's west, you're not allowed to say. So what does nivlu then mean? My nivlu, my loy nivlu, coming down the kama. Ilay nivlu, my pich is not wet anymore. Loy nivlu, my pich is wet. But also, Rabbi Yisrael, as long as it's wet, it's also. So what's the machlekes? Hard to shum and nika shari, but if you can recognize the sign, it's all right. No, hain tana kama, they're both saying the same thing. Elay nivlu means the ain the shum and nika, no longer recognizable. And loy nivlu means the shum and nika, still recognizable. But also, Rabbi Yisrael, cause man, shumar pich is also. As long as it's wet, it's also. Shum and nika shari. So the tana kama holds that see any sign of it at all whatsoever. And Rabbi Yezi says, no, wet is the criteria. Talking about a lot, no, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, Kozman, Shemat, Pichud, also, only while it's wet, it's also. Hardy, Shumani, Gashadi, if you can tell a sign that once upon a time, the urine, it's mutter. And the Hoch over here, B'tayfeach amenas l'tayfeach. How wet should it be? Should it be wet enough that it can make other things wet as well, or just as long as this it itself is wet is enough to say that you're not allowed to kishma? That's a difference. It says Gemara, I to read long blatia. No, it's not going to help. Come back to it. Wishful thinking on your part. Says the Gemara, Yoda litvol. If you go to mikvah, and you have enough time to go out and say Krishna, you should. Otherwise, you stay in the water and you say Krishna. Im yochalala is lema in the water, in the mikvah itself. If you haven't, you're about to miss the time. That's right. You're covering the water. We'll soon see. Lema tana stomach. Rabbi Leza said, if you're Krishna, the first more number. If you're Krishna, the chama. If you'll tame Rabbi Shua, but Dilma ki Vasikin, maybe trying to follow the Vasikin who used to read the Lee Krishna. Yeah, well, exactly, because your hand doesn't cover as a yarmulke. There's actually a Taz that says, he brings a medrash, I told you before about the medrash about Krishna, the medrash goes further. Not like other kings that when you, he says, and not like other kings when they read a proclamation, you have to stand up and you have to take your hats off. I am not going to force you to take your hats off or take your hats on. So Taz means right from there, you don't have to wear yarmulke when you say Krishna. Halachically. So there you go. Well, you know the famous thing that Yaakov Eishavi. You think Yaakov walked out of yarmulke? That's true. So you definitely have to wear yarmulke. Anyway, it's a discussion another time about yarmulke. Anyway, let's continue. Im lav, if not, is kasa. Im lav, and if not, is kasa b'mayim v'yikra. If not, cover yourself with water and read. Vadi libero is erva. Says Gemara, but your heart sees your erva. No, there's like this. There's different problems. One is that your eyes shouldn't see erva. There's another thing, your heart shouldn't see erva. Because says I can tell you too, there's dirty water, so therefore your heart does not see erva, even though you're both together under the water. Your head doesn't see because the water is like a mechitza. And your heart, even though your heart sees, but you sullied the water. Truth of the matter is, you could have stepped out of the water halfway, so your heart also no longer sees because the water is the mechitza. But Gemara is saying, even if you're under the water, it doesn't see because it's dirty. The domek out of smichta, like thick dirt, like Italy, but it doesn't see it. Tell him, I'm in the mind, saluting clear water, crystal clear water, yeshiva, not somebody, sit to your neck, but you read. But yeshiva, I mean, those say, oikin, but ugly, you have to dirty the water. Tanakam, lochayde, if the water is transparent, lochayde, liberoi serva. Hadi liberoi serva, because somebody holds, liberoi serva mutter, he holds a what? It says that your eyes shouldn't see. But where does it say that your heart shouldn't see? And therefore, he has no problem with it. Because your eyes. But the heart, what does it say? So the Tanakhama is not a problem. And there's a big machlek in halacha, who's right? What about the rest of your heel sees the erva? It's all right. Even we learn, why? Because we don't care if any other party about it. It's only, the main thing is your eye shouldn't see. What about negeya? Let's say you're sitting on your heels and you're naked, so your heels are touching you. Touching is different. Rava mutter. And Rava says it is mutter. This is how we learned it. Negeya, if you're touching, everyone agrees that if you're sitting on your heels, it is forbidden. If you're naked, roya, seeing Abaya says it's also for, because just like Ribari said, any part of your body cannot see. Rava mutter. Why? Like nitna teira la malacha shadis. Malachim don't have an erva, so what do you want? They don't have these issues. We do have an erva, and some things you can't avoid. And parts of your body, sometimes, you can see.
I always thought this expression was like, don't ask the impossible. You know, we're human beings. We have.
But Rashi says, Malachim were created differently, so therefore it's not a fair, it's not an even playing field. Look at that. Rashi says, "Ain lehem erva." They don't have an erva. Al korchenu yesh lano erva. We do have an erva. Ve'ain onu yuchaylum lishamim mikolze. Asking too much. We can't. Yeah. Anyway, right. The hilchos the halach is negeya. Also, you're touching is also. Aber roye mutter. Roye is mutter. Omer rove is rove. Tzoye bashoshis. If tzoye is inside a glass, a lantern, but you can see it, mutter is mutter. Why? Because the fact is, it's a different rishos. More explained. Likra is kriksh. You like kriksh connect them. Erva bashoshi, but the problem is not soy. The problem is erva. Then it's also likra kishmi. The main criteria is you see it, and you're seeing it. has to do with the cover. If it's covered, right? When you go to the bathroom outside of the camp, you cover it. You covered it. Erva bashosh is also, but if erva is covered, is also likinagnegla. Why? Because it says lo yiroa b'cho erva is dover amrachmona. Welcome is chazi. Who cares if it's inside the glass? Yes. Yes. Exactly. Right.
You can't have a glass mechitza.
When it comes to seeing, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And actually, they talk about this. It's all part of it. Actually, we're talking on a number of dinim. If it's in behind the glass, when it's all right and when it's not all right.
It depends what they see,
right? Even talk about Havdalah by Murmur Eish, if it's all right if you see it through a glass and you don't, how do we view that? Oh, yeah, all of the things. They talk about this. Yeah. Anyway, right. If you have a little bit of tzoy, how do you cancel? But you spit on it, and that's good enough. Omar Rava over it has to be very thick spit. Omar Rava says Rava tzoy beguma. If you have tzoy, let's say in a hole, maniach sandal lelo, you put your sandal on it. Vekoyde kishma is covered, and you ladri kishma. The whole kishma is covered. All of this is covered. Like spliva is covered it. Your shoe covers it. Boy, ma'amadevavina tzoy dvuke besandol in my. What about if the tzoy is actually stuck to your sandal? What happens then? Is it considered covered, or is this considered like part of you? Teiku. Amar Rav Yehuda Akum Orum. Now this is very interesting Gemara. The Gemara needs to bring a pasuk that when it says you shouldn't see an erva, if you get excited, it's talking about only goyim also included. Without the pasuk, you wouldn't have known that. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Akum Orum Asa Likres Kishba Kenegdei. If there's a goy naked, you're not allowed to kishba. I'm sitting opposite him. My yidi akum, what do you mean goy? If he saw nami, saying, "Well, you saw pshidilei das." Of course, you're not allowed to. Ela akum itzichle. The chiddush is by goy. Now, I would throw holik sibu who asher b'sar chamoyim bisram. The pasuk compares them to an animal. So maybe, as far as we're concerned, we have no interest in them. We have no desire, and therefore, that's how removed it is because we're so, you know, we follow the Tanya mitzvahs, and therefore, there's no. They're also called an erva. See, it says, like, we have to bring a pasuk because it says in the pasuk by Yim Noyach, the erva sevim loyro. So, see, even by Noyach, it's called an erva. There's a machlekes in the shenim by if a woman to a woman also is there a din of erva that Rama brings. If there's an erva as well. For a woman who's allowed to re-krishma, all these dinners that a man is not allowed to re-krishma in front of a woman who's not tzinizik. Does a woman re-krishma the same thing or not? It's the gabbe woman is called erva. Same thing we have here by goy. We're being a pasig by goy. We don't have a pasig by a woman for a woman. So what happens then?
I had a few years ago on Rosh Hashanah, I went to the beach to do a tashlich. It was a warm day, and a fellow comes over to me wearing swimming shorts with his girlfriend. Let's just say nishtas etznistik on geton. And he says to me, Rabbi, what's going on today? Why are you the Jewish people? I said, it's Rosh Hashanah. Today's Rosh Hashanah. He's a South African Jewish fellow. He doesn't know anything from anything, and he's with his Russian girlfriend on the beach. So I asked him, did you hear the shofar today? He says, no. So I think, how am I going to do this? I took off my kapata and I got him to put it on. So he's covered from neck down to his knees. I took off my yarmulke and gave it to him from under my hat. And then I turned in a way so that the two of us are facing in the other direction from the girlfriend. She was standing back there. We're looking the other way. And I got him to make the bracha and I blew for him. But I thought this is...
You know, the machlek is a shiny.
There should have been another guy walking past and taking a picture of
him.
Oh, I think you're standing on the beach there. This was quite a...
Because my leg is a shame. If you close your eyes, is that good enough? In other words, there's something out there that you shouldn't be looking. I close my eyes. And the many Shem hold, that's good enough.
So we turned, well, we turned the other direction.
Now, there's a big machlekes shame, actually, interesting machlekes. We have a pasuk for a goy. What about a cotton? And then we say a cotton also is an error we had before. There's a machlekes by a bris milah. If you're allowed to make the bracha, of a bris, like this bris of Avraham Avinu, while the child is there and the erva is exposed, or you have to cover the erva to make a bris. It's machlek, it's actually halacha. Now those who say yes, you have to cover it because it's called an erva, and those who say that under three, whatever it is, is not an erva, and you're allowed to make a bracha. So if you see different menhagim, you know that's where it comes from, and it's based on this gemara right here. So the gemara right. You shouldn't cover yourself in putrid water or flax water because it really has a terrible smell until you add some more water to it. How much you have to throw in it? at all. Those waters, no matter how much water you put in, it's not going to help. The smell is absolutely atrocious. If you have urine, throw a little bit of water in there, and then you can. So we're talking about made a glayim, which is far less, and they're sitting inside a keli, and you want to read Krishna. Toss a little bit of water. Kosher, even the slightest amount. And Rabbi Zakeh and Ravias. Rabbi Zakeh says you need the minimum of Ravias to cover the medag line. What's going on here? The medag line is already sitting in the keli, and now you're pouring in water. So therefore, Rabbi Zakeh says a mashu is not going to do it. You need a Ravias. Avo betchila. First, the water is there, and then afterwards you pour in the medag line. Then everyone agrees kosher. Why? Because we have a rule: kama bottle. As you're pouring in the urine, the first drop that comes in is bottle. In the water, so that urine now becomes like water, and every drop that comes in afterwards becomes water because there's always a majority of water against the urine. Kama bottle. Rabbi Yosef says no. The whole machlekes is lechatchila. You pour in water, and then you put in the urine. Whether you need a vias or not, I'm a little bit safe. If the urine was there first, even hakel, everyone holds a vias. Everyone holds a vias. Bring me a vase of water like Rab Zakai. I follow Rab Zakai. Says he can motivate. I don't know what we learned. If you have a vessel that's dedicated for excrement, yeah, okay, good. Vavitcha made a glime or one for urine. Also, even though it's empty, not allowed to read Kishma before then, because the pot itself is abomination. There's nothing inside him. Umeiraglayim itself is you're allowed to read Krishna if you add some water. How much water should you add? The slightest amount. Rav Zakeh says a revius. Bain lifnehamita, whether it's in front of the bed, these vessels, so therefore there's nothing dividing, separating you and the vessel. Bein la'achar amita, even though there's a bed between you and the vessels, you're not allowed to read Krishna unless you meet the criteria we just said. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, la'achar amita, the mita itself is considered a divider. Koyde, you can read Krishna even though you have behind there a vat, a stool or whatever it is. A belief in amita ain't a koyde, but in front of the bed, you're not allowed to read, there's no mechitza. Ava machar ku arba amas v'koyde, this is a four amas, and you read. Rav Shimon lozreimer. Afilu bayis mei amar. Shmuel Lozer says even a house 100 amas large lo yikre. Our entire house is considered like 4 amas. Don't read ad sheyitzi aim until you remove these particular vessels. Or sheyenicham tachas amita. Place them under the bed. Therefore they're covered. Now Rashi says that he has no idea where Rav Shmuel Lozer. Rashi says man shamele lo yidaiti hechani. He has no idea where Shmuel Lozer is. So if you look over here on the side, Gilyan Shas Rishab Kiveger, he brings every place in Shas where Rashi says I don't know where this comes from. I'm not sure why he actually collected it. What's the point? But he collected every place. And then I saw another sefer that says that Rav Kiveger actually missed out a few, and he adds another whole bunch of places where Rashi says I don't know.
He was saving him up for just a rainy day like this.
Or Rav Kiveger was trying to say, just like Rashi says, I don't know. I also don't know some things. I don't know all the Rashis. But they're interesting. Now we use this Hashem, even though the halach is not. Let's talk about it in a minute. Talk about right. Iboy, we have a question. Hey, Chikoma, what do you mean achra mite koyde? He says. Rav Shimon Lozer says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if there's a bed in between, you're allowed to read. You're allowed to read right after, even though the vat is right at the little vessel after the bed, or the vessel has to be pushed 4 amos away. That behind the bed, he has to, this is a 4 amos. Is he saying that if it's on the other side of the bed, you can read right standing on this side of the bed, or do you have to distance yourself 4 amos? If it's on the side of the bed, miyad, you can read on this side of the bed straight away. If the item is the same side of the bed as you, marchik arba amos. Even the house is 100 amos, don't read until you take them out under the bed. So here Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying what Rav Shimon Lozer said before. You resolved our question about the bed. Do you have to listen to Masitze Kasha Dodi? There's a steer between the Mishnas. Eifuch, you're right. Turn around, Basraisa. My chazid, turn around this last Basraisa. My chazid, the Afche Basraisa. Why did you decide to turn around the last Basraisa? Eifuch Kamaisa says, "A man shamed le'damu kula baiskav amos dami." Who's the one that says that the entire house is like 4 amos? That is Rav Shimon ben Elazi. That is Rav Shimon ben Elazi.
Saying that he means it's one reshus, it doesn't matter anywhere in the house, right? Is that what he means?
That means it's anywhere in the house, it's like four amas, and you're not allowed to drink Krishna. You have to remove it from your house. Now,
but even if there's rooms, even if there's different rooms, or just in the one room?
Anywhere in the house, the whole house. So the whole house. And so most of Shayim hold that we don't follow Shem Lazar, that you know you have to follow four amas away and so on and so forth. There's one going that learns like a Shem Lazar Luchumra. And we actually use it halacha. My Edim use it, that the whole house is like four amas, so you count your Edim, you know, your Tchum, outside that Edim, Tchumim. But we use it by Negavasa. The heta that people use, rely on, that you don't have a Negavasa next to your bed. You know, that walk more than four amas, because your entire house is like four amas, like a Shimon Elazar, and therefore you can walk to the bathroom or walk to the kitchen and wash Negavasa there, and you're walking more than four amas. A bed, if the bed is low, in a three tefachim. Pshitli, we're talking about now, because the Machlag Yishon had a pshat, but let's learn Rashi that we're talking about the fingers on the other side of the bed, and the mitzvah is serving as a mechitza. There's no question, if the bed is low, in a three tefachim, pshitli, it's like part of the ground, and it's not really a mechitza. Sorry, this is how other Rishonim learn. Rashi learns, it's talking about if it's underneath a bed. Rashi learns, we just said before, you have to hide underneath the bed. So if the bed is low in three tefachim, surely it's considered hidden. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn, you have to divide. If it's low in three tefachim, definitely it's not a divider, it's part of the ground. What's it in then? Is it considered a divider or not? Or is it considered under the bed or not? I don't have a shayla, definitely it's not under the bed because the 10 tefachim bed is so high, it's like it's openly exposed. Or definitely it's not. Definitely it is a mechitza because it's 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim is a mechitza. That's for sure. It's not a good question. 10, because 10 is a separate shus. He says, Rav, the halacha is that less than 10 tefachim is considered loved, like it's part of the ground. If 10 tefachim high is a separate shus, this is the question. So here Rav says the halacha Shem Lazar, the entire house is like four amas. The son of Bashmul. Before we had Mori, the son of Bashmul. Here we have another brother with three brothers. The next one was Rabbi Yaakov. He was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. I told you the whole story then. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Achoy Yasel Ibrei by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel. Rabbi Achoy was involved with his son in the house of Yitzchak bar Shmuel. Bar Marta, his son was getting married to the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. He escorted him to the chuppah that night. They couldn't in any way, the chasen kala tried to procreate, didn't work. So the father, Ozul Basel Liyuni, went to check out, must be something happened in the house, said, why can't they consummate the marriage? Chaza, he saw a Sefer Torah, the monarch, Sefer Torah was lying there. I guess parents are very close to the kids in those days. Remember, the kid probably was not even bar mitzvah, it was just bar mitzvah. Yeah, Amalhu, he said to him, Eicha hashta, how now, you put my son's life into danger? What do you mean? The time we learned, bayis she yesh bay sefer Torah it tefillin. If you have a bedroom, and inside the bedroom you have a sefer Torah or a pair of tefillin, asur l'shamesh bayis amita ad she yetzim, or yishenichem keli b'tayr keli, kli b'tayr keli. No, you're not allowed, either you take the Torah or the tefillin out of the room, or you make sure you cover it in one keli, which is covered in a second keli, as if it's no longer in the room. So therefore, men ha-shamayim, they made sure my son couldn't consummate the marriage because this was there. When do we say that it's not designated to be its keli? We spoke about yesterday. So you have a tefillin zekel, you have the tefillin for Rashi or Rabbein Tam, and then you have the outer zekel, which is there, dedicated to hold the thing. You shouldn't put money inside and so on, unless you have a separate pocket. Because that's called two keli, it's not two keli, it's still one keli. Amarav says, Rava, glima, we'll finish over here, glima, a shirt, a kamatra, if you have a box, and then you put a shirt around it, in other words, you put a material around it, is considered keli v'tokeidam, because that second one is not dedicated for us. So even though the first one, the Varti was saying here, the first one is a dedicated keli, but if the second one is not, that's called a kli b'tokeidam, and you're allowed to have that. We'll stop here.